is episode number 2209 of the Who Cares News for Friday, May 13th, 2022.
The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Madonna is diving into the NFT market.
Oh, NFTs. I had lunch yesterday with somebody, and they go, what's this NFT thing? NFTs, non-fungible tokens tied to cryptocurrency.
The word fungible.
I know, right?
I find hilarious. It just sounds like something fungus-y.
Yeah, right, exactly. Fungible.
Fungible. Yeah, yeah. All right, so not only is she diving into the NFT market, she's diving in it crotch first.
Crotch first?
Crotch first.
Crotch first? What?
Because, you know, Madonna.
Yeah?
She's auctioning off, you think it could be goop almost. Because that didn't sound good. As in Gwyneth Paltrow, not goopy crotch.
Oh, all right. She's auctioning off. Oh, my off. God, I just got that. Oh, crap.
I'm sorry. That was, didn't mean to.
Gotta take that out of the air, kids.
She's auctioning off three NFTs, and each one is a computer-generated video where something, you can do a video for an NFT?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, they're all digital.
I guess so. And something different is growing out of her vajayjay.
No! Like, growing out of her crotch area?
Well,
her crotch-ish
in
area?
One, it's a tree.
She has a tree growing out of her crotch.
And another.
This sounds like something I would have done in third grade. It's a third grade prank. I'm drawing it on the book cover of my book. Look at this. This girl has a tree growing out of her bottom.
This, just so you know, this story kind of makes my stomach turn a bit.
Okay, well, all right.
In another, it's a swarm of butterflies.
Oh, my.
And the third...
That makes more sense. Butterflies
flying
out of her.
It's little robotic centipedes.
Oh, my God. Oh, Madonna. So what's the deal on this thing? So it's digital?
Okay.
It's,
so she says
what's
that I wanted to investigate the concept of creation, not only the way a child enters the world through a woman's vajayjay, but also the way an artist gives birth to creativity.
Through their vajayjay. No, I'm kidding.
Well, she adds...
Well, they're growing trees.
She adds, all works were conceived with a 3D scan.
Oh, are you kidding me? They scanned her bottom?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now, you do
see... I can't unsee that.
You see close-ups of Madonna's matronly area. Which supposedly mean you're seeing a representation of what it actually looks like.
Ooh.
But just
again,
know it's 3D.
I don't wanna have to see this.
And you have to wonder where it's been.
Ew.
Money raised from the NFTs is gonna go to three charities that are
okay, is that redeeming, I guess?
I guess. the quote is focused on supporting women and children around the world.
All right.
A demo version of the video is online. Don't know, close-ups of Madonna's crotch.
Okay.
But you do see the three things growing out of it.
Wow.
I don't know
if I want to see that or not.
I don't...
I won't be bidding on her NFTs. Her nitty NFTs. Her nitties.
So, when you're looking for real estate, you know, why settle for a rinky-dink pad of a couple mil... Yeah, a few million.
That doesn't buy you much in California. That buys you a track house.
Well, Adele recently bought Sylvester Stallone's pad for a mere paltry $58 million.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Well, she's got it. She's loaded.
Well,
Adele is loaded. Yeah.
And it came with an interesting perk.
Oh, really? What's that?
There's a Rocky statue standing on the edge of the massive swimming pool.
Oh, my God. They made more than one.
You'd think he would have taken one to take it with him. But maybe he. Well, yeah. Maybe he.
So the one in Philadelphia, they put at the top of that stairs. Then somebody complained and said, like, he's not a real person. That's a stinking movie character. Don't celebrate him on the stairs of our fantastic building. So they put that statue in a park somewhere.
Yeah.
For birds to poop on.
Birds will poop on anything anywhere. They were probably pooping on where it was, too.
Adele's got a Rocky statue, too. I actually wouldn't mind having one.
So, yeah, he had a poolside Rocky statue.
Wow.
And now Adele has a poolside Rocky statue because it's still there. It doesn't necessarily mean she's keeping it, though.
Ooh, I need to, like, have a conversation with her. I would seriously like to have one. I would love it. I love the Rocky movies.
You know what? She might be unloading
except
it. Soon.
Rocky V, which was not a Rocky movie. It was a crappy movie.
Well, anyway. She might be unloading it, so maybe...
Let me call her people.
You do that.
That's working. I can see that working.
Now, in addition to the statue, the house also has a gym, sauna, steam room, infinity pool, cigar room, screening room, bar, art studio, and a two-story guest house.
Yeah.
It's a gated community.
Okay. Well, of course.
And there's cool neighbors.
Like?
Well, I mean, Justin Bieber lives over there, so...
Well, he's kind of cool. He didn't used to be, but he's
Lisa
better.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Well, yeah, she's not cool. She's not cool.
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson. Magic's
and
cool. And, well, there's more. Wait, there's more.
Denzel.
Oh, Denzel Washington is a neighbor. Well, yeah. Adele is in good company.
Yeah, she is.
And she can have everybody over on a Friday night, have a little sing-along. They can sing all of her songs.
Maybe her and Justin will jam.
They're so emo, but, you know, her and Justin will jam. You know, there might be a collaboration, though, when you think about it.
Could be.
Because, you know, this is what people do in music today. It's like, oh, let's do a song together. And so they do. And Ed Sheeran usually ends up on this on the right end of that somehow. I don't know how that works, but he does. And you want to talk about collaboration? Now, I'm thinking... Hear me out.
It's going to have to do with Halle. Yeah,
see, Halle Berry collaboration right here in this room.
Oh.
We need to make it happen, people.
Okay.
Somebody that is within the sound of our voice. We are on the radio around the world on dozens of stations.
Someone's got to know Halle Berry.
Somebody has got to know Halle Berry, and they've got to go, this idiot, this moron in the morning keeps talking about you every day. She probably already does know, and she's probably already got us under surveillance. All right.
Well, like I said, I want her to help, you know, pump me up.
Pump you up. She's going
to
pump something up.
She needs to be my trainer.
All right. More Who Cares coming up on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.